brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
C-Bell Edmonds is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll also get to some of your calls. Well, Panetta, the SecDef, has said it again. He says the authority of UN trumps Congress in getting approval for war on Syria. Defense Secretary reaffirms Obama administration's unconstitutional stance following controversy over his assertion that seeking international permission from the UN to launch wars trumps the authority of Congress. Secretary of Traitorous Activity Leon Panetta, the hijacker for Goldman Sachs over the U.S., reaffirmed this premise during a recent testimony before the vestigial ceremonial Congress, in which he again stated that Congress would play a second fiddle to the international community, i.e. foreign eugenics criminal bankers. Asked, adding parts to Paul Watson's article here as we go, asked by Congressman Walter Jones, who has launched a resolution reaffirming the limits of presidential power by making the launching of war without congressional approval an impeachable offense, whether President Obama would seek re-election or authorization from Congress before attacking Iran or Syria, Panetta stopped short of answering in the affirmative. But he did kind of go backwards a little bit, which is a good sign. We can put more pressure on him. He goes, we will clearly work with Congress.
While we still trillions out the back door, you'll never stop us.
We will clearly work with Congress if it comes to the issue of the use of force, said Panetta, backing away from comments made in March, which we have a link to, when he told the Senate Armed Services Committee, quote, our goal would be to seek international permission. And we would come to Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. Well, I want to see if I can get permission. I might want to get permission before I grab a lady in a park, Panetta says, and beat her over the head. Or maybe I'll just do it if I feel like it. Continuing here, however, Panetta later told Congressman Randy Forbes during a House Armed Services meeting, the commander-in-chief has the authority to take action. The commander-in-chief, what a joke, that involves the vital interests of this country, that means the vital interests of the bankers in destroying America, adding that the president would have to, quote, take steps to get congressional approval under the War Powers Act. So that's actually a big reversal. Would the approval be required before you could take military action against Syria, asked Forbes? The president could act, it could in fact deploy forces if he had to, if our vital interests were at stake, Panetta said. So you get the support of Congress after you begin military operations, asked Forbes. In that particular situation, yes, said Panetta, reaffirming the congressional authorization would not be needed. But he's gone from just laughing and going, shut up, to him. I mean, but don't worry, all those congressmen are going on a no-fly list. There are a lot of members of Congress on a no-fly list. Oh, you think I'm joking, guys? Just type in members of Congress on a no-fly list. And they go to the bureaucracy and say, hey, get me off that. And they say, shut up. You saw the congressman down in San Antonio where they pull him out. They have the cops waiting. And they say, look, you're going to get crushed. They're not flying. The cop sits there, and he just has to lean back, and the TSA goes to work. And then they go, you got a problem, punk? And I'm not joking. That was on the news. He says they single him out. He flies every week, and they just get in his face, and they hurt him bad. And how many Hollywood people, Miss USA, Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, they point out that they either enjoy it or enjoy hurting him. And they'll even ask him out on dates and stuff and say, can I have here's a naked scan of your body. We got a still. Can you sign that for us? That's come out in the news. And of course, they lied and said they don't save the scans. Of course, they do. They said there was no radiation. Of course, there is. There was no cancer increase from it. Of course, now that's confirmed to cover up. You got to feel sorry, though, for the little goblins that just enjoy exercising power. I'm somebody. I have power. That famous TSA agent going, I have power, beating their chest like King Kong, but in a mean way. I have power. I have power. I have power. And then the others that flip out and go, I'm God, and just start dancing around insanely. Because imagine the poor little people who can't even tie their shoelaces now get to act like God. And they just go insane.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This past Sunday night here at LAX, about 7:30, probably crowded because a lot of people were coming home from the New Year's holiday, when suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, "I'm God, I'm in charge." LAX police and arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent. They are the first line of defense in airport security, Transportation Security Administration agents. But there have been troubling incidents.
By the way, that's not the only time they flip out and begin trying to rape women, asking them out on dates, robbing things, groping children. I mean, just a group of crazy people. I mean, who wants a job taking people's diapers off and groping their wives and children in front of them? This is total federalization, total tyranny. No country does this, not even North Korea. And now they're on the streets. And all of it based on the fraud, the giant stinking pile of lies that is the false flag staged event of 9/11. Months before 9/11, I said that criminal elements of the government were going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. I said it the day of the event. And I went from over 100 radio stations to less than 30 in 1 month. And I was told, stop saying it by the stations, we're going to turn you off. And I said, I can't. I saw him blow up Building 7 that day. Remember that? I saw RAND Corporation documents about plans for this. I saw the media gearing up for people to give up their rights when the terrorists hit. And, you know, Newsweek reports the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. There were drills for a stand down that was Tripod 2. They found the passports within hours. And that's impossible for them to survive and be found. And I went on and on and on. It's the truth. I've got to tell the truth. My point is, I didn't come out and say, I mean, I was already exploding in talk radio 12 years ago, you know, but leading up to 9/11, 11 years ago or 10 and a half years ago, I had made it. I was successful. I'd been on air, you know, 5 years and was already very successful and saw that all reversed because I would tell the truth. I'm saying I paid a big price financially, my career, everything. But my career isn't a career about money or fame. It's about exposing this. And I'm not saying I'm a hero. I'm pointing out a lot of people have given their lives to tell the truth, like Barry Jennings that died shortly after we aired an interview with him, the deputy head of emergency management admitting bombs in Building 7. So many others. I've interviewed police officers who've been death threatened after they come on who were there and heard the countdown to blow up 7. And we have the footage of cops saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. That's CNN. We have BBC saying, you know, it had fallen before it did. We have them. And there's the problem with 9/11 is there's thousands of pieces. But bottom line, it was used to take our rights. Now, we're about to go to C. Bell Edmonds. But the point is, people contact us, good old boys I run into, military, generals I meet with, retired generals, and they go, Alex, look, I know that the government does a lot of bad stuff, stage Gulf of Tonkin and things, but it's just hard to believe the government would do that. And I go, it's not the government. It's the criminal banking elements that launder the money, run the child kidnapping rings that are on record in Congress that C. Bell Edmonds exposed and others have. They are the ones that have hijacked the country, and there are radical Muslims. There are groups they fund. It's in the news that they're funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria. They gave Libya to al-Qaeda. They're training the Kosovo Liberation Army with al-Qaeda. In the mainstream news is reporting on it to go into Syria. The U.S. ambassador of the U.N. said last week, there'll be more bombings, Assad, if you don't step down. They're calling them activists who are blowing up police stations in Syria. This is the reality. And I've interviewed Colonel Schaefer, who said, yes, you know, SWAT and a lot of these other guys, they're double agents inside the Pentagon and FBI. Yes, this stuff staged. And he was hunting bin Laden. Could have killed him, wasn't allowed to. But the biggest whistleblower out there, bar none, is C. Bell Edmonds. She's the editor of Boiling Frogs Post and co-founder, director of National Security Whistleblowers Coalition. She's a recipient of the 2006 Penn Newman's Own First Amendment Award. Ms. Edmonds worked as a luggage specialist for the language specialist for the FBI. I was thinking about the TSA, where she reported serious acts of security breaches and cover-ups. She was looking at NSA intercepts and listening to it. And for that, she was retaliated against and unfairly fired. And I wanted to recap her story. She told Congress in closed session, closed hearings. Then she was told, shut up. There's other whistleblowers, but they didn't have the courage that she's had to go public. She later broke the gag order and went through what she heard, the government drug dealing, al-Qaeda being commanded, arms dealing. Now they admit they grow the opium in Afghanistan. So I wanted to just preface all of this up front that she's undoubtedly the biggest and most senior whistleblower to actually put the finger from the inside, not just the image we're seeing from the outside, clearly using the attacks to take our liberties, launch wars, lie about WMDs, create a clash of civilizations as PNAC called for. And her website is classifiedwoman.com. She has a new book out in the startling new memoir, C. Bell Edmonds, the most classified woman in U.S. history, takes on a surreal journey that begins with a secretive FBI down the dark halls of feckless Congress to a stonewalling judiciary and finally to the National Security Whistleblowers Movement she spearheaded. We'll stop right there and bring her up with us for the balance of the hour, but it's great to have her here with us. Correct any points that I may have gotten wrong. Recap your story, what you heard, and what your book covers.
Thank you very much, Alex, and thank you for this great intro. One of the things is, when you just mentioned that I'm the most classified woman in the history of the United States, this is what across the United States legal communities, including the ACLU, have comments that, you know, they slapped me with the state secrets privilege, not once, twice. And with this book, Classified Woman, we have been fighting the FBI and the Justice Department for over a year to get this book out to publish it. And you have to submit it to the FBI because they own it. When you work for agencies like this and you obtain clearance, they make you sign these forms and papers, and you give up every single right you have as a citizen. Most importantly, you give up your First Amendment rights. I didn't realize it when I took the job with the FBI 3 days after 9/11. I was naive. I was one of the majority in the United States who believed FBI was a, you know, good law enforcement agency. I had a master's degree in public policy, and my head was filled up with all these theoretical and you know, fantastical lies that we still have separation of powers and system of checks and balances. So I went ahead and I signed those papers. Well, they used those papers saying, you have no right to publish a single word in this book. Ordinarily, they take it. You know, all these people who have had clearance with FBI, they have to submit it, okay? I mean, this itself is police state, because this is absolutely a contradiction to our First Amendment. And the FBI has to go through it and decide what they need to redact, and they have 30 business days to do that. They sat on it for 1 year. They sent letters to my attorney. They said they are not releasing a single word. Not a single word.
Yeah, let's be clear. Let's tell people what you were doing. You were for the FBI looking at NSA intercepts. So you, 3 days after 9/11, you get hired. They're hiring a big force to go in there and listen to the Arabic and things. You're hearing Al-Qaeda. I mean, tell people in a nutshell, the intercepts, what you heard.
Well, first of all, there were several areas where I was working for the FBI, counterintelligence and also counterterrorism. Now, some of these files dated back to mid-1990s, Alex, 1996, okay? And it covered the period 96 to 2001. And we, as a nation, and this is not the FBI, okay? This is the CIA and the State Department, our military-industrial complex. We were busy working in Central Asia and in Caucasus. These are the Turkic republics, you know, the ex-Soviet Union states. And I do speak those languages. I speak Turkish. I speak Azerbaijani. So I had to re-review because they had been translated, summary translation before. And basically, it showed that our government, okay, has been working with, they didn't even call them Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda didn't get to be called Al-Qaeda until 9/11 in the FBI. They still refer to them, our government, as Mujahideen, our allies Mujahideen. So they were creating cells in Central Asia and Caucasus, and they had an arm of NATO, and this is through their, you know, Turkey's ally countries, a NATO member, and creating cells together with these elements from Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, Bin Laden and Ayman Zawahiri. And they were pouring hundreds of millions of dollars creating these terror cells against Russia in Central Asia and Caucasus, in Azerbaijan, in Kyrgyzstan, in Tajikistan. And
they're using the same terror cells against Libya and Syria and against Russia again, while using them against us to take our liberties.
Yeah, they've been using, and they've been partners with these people. Those people actually work for us. They have been working for us since 1980s, the big Afghan Soviet.
And this is after the Russian thing, though. You're seeing stuff 96, and you said up.
Exactly.
And you said up to the day of 9/11. Tell us about those.
We built 300 madrasas, okay, with our money, our taxpayers' money. Congress would help the federal government, and this is the State Department and Pentagon, to funnel money to these Turkish construction companies. These are fund companies. As these are the aid, the U.S. aid to democracy, you know, to bring democracy to these states. When the money was being used, building madrasas, bringing Zawahiri several times into Azerbaijan. So for the FBI, it was a shock because the FBI, they were not like the CIA. I mean, not the heads. The heads of FBI, they're part of the same police state. But these agents for years have been calling for real investigations, but they were being shut down by the State Department and the CIA. This was our so-called diplomatic foreign relations. This was what we were doing. We were also doing it in certain regions of China. You know, it's referred to as East China.
By the way, stay there. You know, whistleblowers are protected under the Constitution when they're exposing criminal activity. Folks, you're hearing I mean, she's breaking stuff down here that it, again, absolutely proves it. I mean, she saw the intercepts with bin Laden right up to 9/11 under CIA command. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Intercepts, CIA, you name it. And she's working for the FBI, and from what she's saying, there's some good people in the FBI. We know that head of counterterrorism, O'Neill, quit and even told British papers they're working with al-Qaeda, they're going to stage something and use it to launch wars. Yeah, and a lot more. And then, of course, he died on 9/11 in the World Trade Center, if you can believe that. But going back to Cybel Edmonds and her new book we're going to be talking about, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to do a commercial-free long interview with her. on Friday on InfoWars Nightly News as well, and hopefully have her on video Skype. She's on phone today. So, Seabell, continuing, let's get to the nitty-gritty and how you did get the book published. But first, repeat, because you didn't break the gag order until a few years ago, and now you're going even further. And they've been persecuting people that expose them. Obviously, you know, there's a whole NSA division that's leaked just to spy on government people that know the truth of 9/11. But tell folks the relationship with al-Qaeda, drug dealing, weapons, and the CIA, State Department. Break it down for folks.
Let me give you one very straightforward example. In mid-90s, okay, this is U.S. and NATO. They used the largest private Turkish airline, okay, that went into Caucasus and Central Asia. And this place, Central Asia and Caucasus, has mujahideen from all over the place. You know, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, part of the group was actually Chechens. And they brought these mujahideen into Turkey. They gave them Turkish passports. They trained them militaristically for 3 to 6 months with Turkish passports. And these individuals, the same mujahideen, these are the people under Zawahiri, under Bin Laden, they were with NATO planes. Again, Turkey is a NATO country. Were then transferred into Bosnia, you know, back into Albania, Kosovo region. We were working the same thing. We were taking them actually into Romania. And they all held Turkish passports, okay? Well, these people were the people, as I said, we have been partnered with. And then 9/11 happens, and they come out and they say there is, you know, this al-Qaeda, this brand that sounds pretty ferocious, al-Qaeda. And then there is this Bin Laden, and these people have been, you know, they hate us and the way we live. Well, I always tell people, Alex, terrorists, no matter from where, they cannot take away our freedom. They can't make a dent into our Constitution. Not a dent. The only power capable of taking away our liberty and destroying our Constitution is the government, our own government. You can have a terrorist either domestically or internationally blow up a bus, but can they blow up a Constitution? Well, that's what our government has been doing since 2001, 9/11. They have been, basically, they have made Constitution irrelevant because Constitution today is some kind of a historic document.
Because we're just one more country. We're just one more country that they're looting, just like Afghanistan for the opium. And, of course, there's all these factions of different groups that want the opium. Of course, al-Qaeda, Mujahideen, was the faction that worked with the West. This was all a big joke for them to help knock out the other Taliban and people who had been shutting down opium production.
Absolutely. And have you ever heard anyone in the mainstream media or even the quasi-alternative media talking about this? The heroin and opium production is a no-no. It's a no-no. They won't touch that topic. Look at Afghan GDP. They don't even have a GDP, right? Well, the whole economy is based on this, and we are looking at hundreds of billions of dollars. Where is it going? They point out once in a while, Time Magazine and those crap shooters, they say, look at those guys with shalwar, those bearded guys. They are the warlords who have all the opium. Those guys don't have hundreds of billions of dollars. Who are the ones who are getting these hundreds of billions of dollars? Who are the real players? I mean, you look at NATO and say, that's one arm of NATO nobody dares to expose. And it's been the case for so long. But you find one person, one reporter from the mainstream or the quasi, the Soros-funded quasi-alternative, and show one that who dares touching this particular
topic. No, it's all a total hoax. We're about to go to break. Long segment coming up. But get back into more of these communiques. What did you think as you're in there as an FBI translator reading this? You were somebody, you know, with all these degrees and things that believed the official narrative of how the world works. What was going through your mind?
I was so naive. I thought if I were to go and tell the people in Congress, in the Senate Intelligence Committee, if I were to go to court, I was going to expose it, and we were going to have a bunch of high-level U.S. officials go to jail. I was that naive. I mean, I was almost stupid. And so I did go through these so-called channels, and with every channel, they shut me up further. They even invoked gag orders illegally, unconstitutionally on Congress via retroactive classification, and it took me 4 or 5 years to realize there is no system. The system has been broken. There's only one branch of government, and that is the police, the state government. One. There is no separation of powers. They have the federal
stay
court.
Stay there.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Again, people say, hey, it's fun to hate Muslims. It's fun to think they're hiding under every table. Okay, but the government, even if you believe that, is bringing in record numbers to the West, okay? I don't think they're bad people. I'm not buying that propaganda. My point is that if you know about British intelligence radicalizing the Wahhabist and using them to create Saudi Arabia, if you know about every time these Arabic speaking nations that are always been highly advanced in their city-state areas, you know, inventing mathematics, you name it, tries to build up a civilization on par with the West, they just send in the jihadis. They've been doing it for 100 years. And we're seeing it right now, again, in the Balkans. We're seeing it right now. People say, well, you're for the Serbs. No, I'm not for the Serbs. I'm not for the Muslims. I'm for whoever the globalists are attacking. And they'll play Christians off against Muslims. Then they'll play Muslims, you know, off against the Russians. They'll play. This just goes on and on. And think about what a master skeleton key Al-Qaeda is. They create it. because the real Taliban had cut opium production down to nothing. They blow up the World Trade Centers, blame it on Al-Qaeda, create this narrative, set up some hijackers that were really taking part in drills. We know that. They just set them up. At the topless bars, drinking liquor, you know, all of it. Mossad, FBI following them, all part of the drill. They set up, guys. Now it's going to be harder because people understand this. Just like 7-7, it's the same story over and over again. And, again, it's criminal elements, globalists, that want to bring in the national security state, shut down free speech, bankrupt the country, have the military-industrial complex gobble up the U.S. as they've done the rest of the world. And then, meanwhile, the average soldier going off to die thinks they're fighting Al-Qaeda as the globalists race to replace them with robots and drones. Soon you won't even be in the equation. Your death benefits are stolen. You're treated like crud. Record suicides. You know, we had corrupt good old boys 50 years ago, but they didn't have troops serve 7-8 tours. And then they say, you're the new enemy. Now they're flipping from Al-Qaeda to domestic groups. They're getting ready to stage terror attacks and blame it on constitutionalists. You think they hate independent Arab countries or Muslim nations? They really hate an independent America. They hate anybody that doesn't want to get rid of the family and take the eugenics and be part of this. We're going to go back to Cybele Edmonds here in just a moment. The point is that when you see something of this magnitude, and she's on record, she testified to Congress. It's on record. I've confirmed from countless sources what she's saying. It's all come out now. The troops started going, I don't want to grow the opium. So they just hide it in plain view on the news. Yeah, we grow it. It's patriotic. And the troops think, well, it must not be bad. It's on Fox and CNN that we grow the opium and load it on C-130s. When they took over Afghanistan, they put conscripts in the front lines to be killed as theater. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda were just waiting to be put on C-130s and flown to Pakistan and paid in gold bars, BBC reported, to start the next phase. Al-Qaeda's made up. And now you have the TSA taking over. Now you have total federalization, the drones. And they're saying, oh, yeah, the new threat is patriots. I told you that was coming. They always get rid of the rights on an unpopular minority. They're following an exact program. Now, going back to Cybele Edmonds, I want to try to give you the floor now because I've heard you a lot of times on the radio. You're very, very focused and calm. I can tell you're emotional today because I must have gotten you fired up. Tell us again more about what your book covers. If they were sitting on it for a year threatening people, how did you finally get it published? Tell folks where they can get it. But then go through for people that don't know the type of communiques you read, what you saw, because when you finally broke your gag order, they didn't persecute you like they've done others because they don't want to bring attention to this. You've got a lot of courage. Because they've killed others that have tried to do what you're doing. I want you to speak about that if you've had threats or things like that. But I want you, Cybele Edmonds, to your biggest whistleblower in 9/11, maybe in U.S. history. I mean, she makes the Pentagon Papers look like a joke. And we've had the Pentagon Papers guy on, and he said 9/11 was an inside job, and then said, change that. I'm getting heat. You know, reverse that. I want to go back, but that's a side issue. Cybele, again, tell us the rest of the meat, because you said 2 years ago when you broke your gag order that you were able to see the communiques with Al-Qaeda being commanded by the CIA right up to 9/11. Tell us what you saw.
Well, Alex, it's very hard to give soundbites because one of the things that media does, they never provide people with context, and that's why I wanted to write this book and I wanted to put it out. Give people the context, the details. Give them the whole thing. That's when they start getting the picture. Because when it comes in little bylines or little, you know, small headlines here and there, it's in bits and pieces. And this is why for over a year, government has been, right now, I'm under distress. These are official letters. It's on my website, in my attorney's, you know, on my attorney's website. They said, I'm going to face prosecution if I publish this book. Okay? I said, I am going to do it under my First Amendment. And I'm going to stand up for my First Amendment. And the big publishers, the mega corporate publishers, they didn't want to touch it. They said they didn't want to get on the wrong side of the FBI. I said, fine, I will publish it myself. I went and I got and I hired my own editors, my own, you know, people to help me with the cover of the book. Everything in this book, I did it. You know why? Because those publishers, unless it is kosher by the government and considered kosher. A lot of CIA whistleblower books are coming out. They're not whistleblower books. They are actually sanctioned by the agency.
They're whitewashes to act like it's a whistleblower to sell false narratives. Because people only believe the cognitive dissonance when it poses as a whistleblower, and Cass Sunstein at the White House admits that's part of a strategic program.
Absolutely, Alex. Absolutely. Anyone who says otherwise, I will line up people. My organization has 150 national security whistleblowers, especially with the CIA. The CIA doesn't want your book to get out. It won't come out. Guaranteed. Or you're going to be jailed, okay? And then they're going to do what they did with Colonel Schaefer. They're going to reenact Fahrenheit 451. They're going to take these books. They're going to burn them. That's what we are doing. That's what our government has been doing. So I challenge and challenging that standing up for my country.
All right, I want to stop you right there because this is so amazing. We're going to have an in-depth hour-plus interview tomorrow on the Nightly News, commercial-free, but I always start a story and never finish it. I started the interview by saying I lost 70%+ of my stations. I went through hell for exposing 9/11 as an inside job, death threats, you name it, but nothing compared to you. They're threatening you with prison publicly after 10 years of you trying to expose this evil. If you publish this book, and you've done it, and I just cannot say with enough words how much courage that you've got, but I mean, I wish more men were like you.
Alex, because there are so few of us who are becoming whistleblowers and doing this, they are getting away with so much of this because they intimidate people. I tell people, imagine with the torture cases, if we had 30 CIA officers, most of them are dirty people anyway, but let's say they walked out and they said, "We quit, this is despicable," and they went to the media, they wouldn't even call them whistleblowers. The problem is we have become exception to the rule, okay? So therefore they can finger point and say they must be enough cases. They are eccentric. They are disgruntled employees. The media, they make sure they don't cover the case, so they get away. But we need the numbers. There must be other people that, I know from the FBI, so many people, good agents, wanted to do the same thing, but they were afraid. They were afraid they were going to lose their pension. They were afraid because they had
They
wanted retirement.
They've tried to destroy Schaefer, and he hasn't gone half as far as you have. But last time he was on, he just went ahead and blurted it out. He goes, "Yeah, this guy and that guy, and most of them actually are working for the government, these Al-Qaeda people." And then he kind of, took a deep breath because he realizes what he and his family are facing. And he was the guy who could have killed bin Laden but was told don't. I mean, this is such powerful information that – but I've noticed, Sibel, you've pulled back a little bit because you did come out 2 years ago and say that, yeah, bin Laden was under CIA command.
Completely underreported. And you know how I mentioned about my naive stage? This was not only with government and Congress and the courts. I did what many whistleblowers do. There's this whole nonprofit industrial complex. They call themselves whistleblower organizations. You think they are there to help you. You go get to know what's going on with these people. You say, wait a second. For example, why would Rockefeller, Soros, and Carnegie give each organization $4 million a year? Why? Why do they care for whistleblowers? Are you kidding me? Do they have such great hearts? So they are funding them because that becomes another layer. This is the so-called non-governmental, even though they are in some ways governmental. They're under the same shadow government to go and actually dissuade whistleblowers from putting their story forward. They actually try to manage and censure whistleblowers, and they are part of this whole game, this nonprofit industrial complex. Go look at the funding. Why in the world Rockefeller wants to protect the whistleblower? Ask yourself. The critical thinking that people need to engage in. And the same thing with this book. I put all the stuff, including the nonprofit industrial complex. It is from the beginning to the end. Book part one. Book part two, Alex, that book, hopefully, if this is successful, that book will come out. It is going to be a fiction. Because with fiction, I'm not obligated to submit it to the FBI. And I'm going to tell people, here's my fiction. You go read and draw your own conclusion. Because what you've been hearing from the government is fiction. Therefore, if you put out a fiction that contradicts government fiction, then what would you call that? And that's why I wrote this part one. This gives the context from the beginning to the end as a whistleblower, as what's happening to our nation. We have become a police state. A lot of people, they say, oh, we are descending towards police states. We are moving towards. I keep asking them, why do you say we are moving as if we haven't gotten there again.
No. The media puts that in their mind. Oh, we're moving towards one with re-education camps and NDAA and street lamps that listen to you and watch you and citizen spies and government.
That's why my website's name is Boiling Frog. They are raising the temperature 1 degree at a time, and people have gotten used to it. They go like cattle. We go through those security lines. We spread our legs. We just open it up, and we say, give it to us. That's what we have become as a nation. We have been losing our dignity, our liberties, and, I mean, we have become nothing. And unless we stand up and say, no, they are doing it with our tax money, and we are afraid of people that we actually sustain. I mean, that's ludicrous, Alex. It's ludicrous. And they think, oh, police state is going to be this really separate state that if we enter that stage at a state, everybody's going to know we are police state. People, they think I'm being dramatic saying police state. Then your First Amendment is taken away, which has been. Look at all these whistleblowers who are going to jail.
See, Battle, look at how they're announcing they're going to shut down freedom on the web, how they're going to, again, have streetlights watching and listening to you, drones. They've got the repair people watching you.
You know, there were websites and there were groups that were kind of cheering for me. After Obama got elected, I have become now their enemies. They have been slandering my name, saying, why don't you just limit it to George W. Bush and leave Obama out of it? As whistleblower, as a director of National Security Whistleblowers Coalition, I've been saying, Bush was bad, this guy is terrible. Even with that horrible George W. Bush, we didn't have a single whistleblower prosecuted. Just take a look at what this man has been doing. We have had seven government whistleblowers are being prosecuted.
For exposing government crime,
correct.
Which is the height of corruption. And again, Bush didn't persecute whistleblowers, not because he was a nice guy. He knew he couldn't get away with it.
Exactly.
But in comes Obama, and I've seen him on the news go, good, you expose corruption? Democrats are like, send him to jail, as if Obama is the government, and as if, because they support him, now they're part of the winning team.
You got it, Alex. And guess what else they did? This liberal organization, the ones that are funded by Soros, they gave Obama last year Transparency Award, and the meeting, the award was classified. They made sure it was secret, the ceremony. They gave this
That's right. That's right. The award ceremony for transparency was secret. As a sick joke, he has the most secret. He said he wouldn't have signing statements, signs the most. Said he would give you 5 days for people to read the bills, accelerates it secretly through. Says he isn't for NDAA. Turns out he demanded it.
Right.
Says he won't sign it so people don't have opposition to it, then does sign it. I mean, total deception, showing there are no two parties at the top. We have been hijacked by Goldman Sachs.
We have been. And this two-party system, all the stuff they're putting there, they get two of their own candidates because there is no Democrat or Republican with these criminals and the mob. It's the same side of the coin. One is called D, the other one is R, and they say, we give you two choices. Those are our options, and you choose between the two choices we present you. And we're going to coin that a democracy.
Let's expand on that. Talk about the sex trafficking, weapon trafficking, money laundering that Al-Qaeda's used to do. Because it's in the news that NATO is training a giant Al-Qaeda force at the old Kosovo training bases to jihadi invade, just like Libya, into Syria. And they've said the Christians and Jews are dead. But again, you're not a patriot if you don't want the Christians and Jews to all be killed now.
I'm not familiar with sex trafficking aspects of it, but as far as heroin goes, absolutely. And Turkey has been our number one partner to get a lot of this done because it's through Turkey that it gets to be distributed to, you know, go to UK. And you're not going to believe this. Do you know where is the top distribution center after Turkey when it goes to the rest of Europe? Belgium. And you ask yourself, why Belgium?
Oh, that's because they've always been the gun dealers and in Africa and everywhere else.
That's where our NATO is.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And then you go, anybody who has tried to expose this has been suffocated one way or another, either literally suffocated, or they have been just marginalized, put aside, because they cannot have a career.
And again, you're seeing all the NSA communiques on this. Yeah, the point is that they don't hide it now, Cybele. I mean, have you seen Fox, CNN, all the channels go, yeah, the troops helped grow the opium, and we load it on aircraft and fly it out. It's patriotic. You're not for Al-Qaeda, are you? We fight Al-Qaeda by shipping it out. And they literally say we fight Al-Qaeda.
Well, you better actually have, as a nation, have we become that dumb? I'm sorry to use that word, saying as a nation we are becoming dumb and desensitized, that they can actually spread it in front of us, put it there, and we don't react any longer. As I said, if we can go every day, millions of us, and get fundled and stop reacting, they can get away. They're saying now we're going to hide it in our body cavities. I told my husband, I said, I can't do this.
No, no, no. They're going to grab you with cops, and when your kids cry, that's going to be bad, and they're going to billy club you. Now they have the police with them, and take your kids in there. I mean, and look, then you say, don't fly. They're now on the highways and bus stations. I mean, it is so incredible. It is incredible. It's actually happening. I mean, we are jumping in the fire of Hades here very, very, very quick. Shebelle Edmonds is our guest. She'll be back in an in-depth interview with graphics and documents tomorrow on the Nightly News. We'll give you her websites when we come back from break. ClassifiedWoman.com is one of them. Give us the Boiling Frogs website. Just give it to us right now.
It's BoilingFrogsPost.com.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is so disgusting.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
I'm stuck in TSA prison, and time keeps dragging on. By the way, during the break, I was looking at articles. I see these all the time around the country. These new checkpoints they're setting up, they do a lot of them in Tennessee because they see that as an enemy population that may revolt. At these new TSA checkpoints, they have the local police rob your wallet. and as little as $500 is seen as illegal. There's no law, but they say, no judge, no jury. You can't prove. One case in Texas with the state police years ago, the woman had been at the bank. It was like $4,000. She even had the receipt, but it was. And they said, it's gone, lady. And if you argue, they go ahead and just take your car and impound it, too, and say, well, this must be drugs. In fact, show folks that article. We're going to be posting on InfoWars.com. That's News Channel 5. Man loses $22,000 in new policing for profit case. And it just goes through. The police pull you over, but that's a case of $22,000. And they say they're keeping it. If somebody told me this could happen to them, I absolutely would not believe it could happen in America. Buddy, you're not in America. You're in Bankistan now, okay? And the police defend it. They just say, look, doesn't matter if you got receipts. Doesn't matter if you are buying a bunch of trees for cash like a guy in Texas. Doesn't matter. Just we're taking it. Asset forfeiture seizure. Shut up! Excuse me. Okay, and they're going to ship narcotics in, too. That's just the way it is. Cybele Edmonds, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left. I hope folks will get your book. You're risking your life over this. I've even seen them prosecute journalists that talk to whistleblowers, so maybe I'll get in trouble by the narcotics trafficking, murdering government that's using our money against us.
We may be laughing right now, but I won't be surprised because how things have been escalating nonstop. And by getting this book, by reading it, by letting other people know, people will be standing up for the freedom of speech, for the First Amendment. And also, it is raising awareness because so many people, and I tested this. I gave it to people who were not activists. They really, you know, they are the ones who tune into the mainstream media and watch Dancing Under the Stars or whatever is that show. I don't even have TV in my house. And they read, oh, I have no idea how corrupt and awful. I am just shocked because to me, it just reads like fiction.
Ma'am, all over the country now, the police pull you over, and in some cases, take as little as $500. And I mean from old ladies. They're not even taking it from like gangbangers. It's bad enough. I mean, this country is burning down right now.
So, yes, please, for the listeners, get this book, read it, and become active. Put the word out and say, as long as we take it, they are going to escalate it. There's only one solution, and that is for us to stand up for our own rights. And I tell whistleblowers, don't go to Congress anymore. There is one way, and that is the real revolution, to bring about revolution. Don't write petition to Congress. I was dumb enough to do that and waste time for years, even when you and I talked last time, Alex, 4 or 5 years ago. I believe that if I got 100,000 people petitioning the Congress, something was going to happen. Today, I tell them, don't waste your time.
You got a few good people up there, but the rest of them are involved in the drug trafficking. They're criminals. I'm sorry,
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, because they are. And that's one of the things the book gets into. Of the dozens of congressional people exposed in this criminal ring, they're in the pocket of foreign lobby and the heroin dealers, especially the ones in Chicago. Well, out of those people, six, seven of them are still in there. So when people, they read this, they're like, this is what we are dealing with. And this only dealt with Turkey. Imagine with all the other ones, how many more criminals are in there in Congress? They are not answerable to you, the person, the citizen. They are answerable to their bosses. Those millions of dollars given to them by various interests. Military-industrial complex, oil, you have the banking industry.
And here's the deal.
Yes.
The military-industrial complex doesn't just want to kill a bunch of foreigners now, which is bad enough. They want to destroy America and literally destroy the free market and take over, and we've got to stop them. Unbelievable. Cybele Edmonds, we'll talk to you again tomorrow night on the Nightly News.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.